All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It is time now for the Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Hey, you tell us, how was practice? You having a good day?
Yeah, practice was really good. Just finished walkthroughs actually just like 3 minutes ago. Headed over here. Really crispy, really clean.
So how different is it getting ready for a Lamar Jackson offense?
I think everybody kind of, you know what to expect, but you don't know what to expect. You know, it's like obviously they have a ton of weapons on offense, but he's the ultimate weapon with his legs and his arm.
The running quarterback, is that like the most difficult layer of an offense, trying to stop that? Teams with the running quarterback, just that dimension feels like it's such a game changer for offenses.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you could do everything right and you know they can kind of slip through the cracks and move the chains. So it's just about not getting discouraged, getting back to the rhythm and trying to get them off balance and uncomfortable.
Would you rather play like an MVP level pocket quarterback or a dual threat?
It depends. You know, sometimes they're the same person. You know, sometimes it's like a. Yeah. But at the same time, I think it just depends on the kind of game you're trying to play. I just know that this point in my career and, even when I, starting in my career, I always want to play against the best. So, this is definitely one of those quarterbacks.
How about Derrick Henry, man? 6'2", the size and speed combination for him. I imagine, like, if you look at the running backs across the league, he's probably the one you're thinking, damn, I'd rather not have to face you on a Sunday.
I faced him a couple of times. It's one of those things where it's like, I accept the challenge. I want the challenge. But at the same time, I don't think he's 6'2". I feel like he's bigger than that because I've definitely stood next to him, during a couple of interviews, and I'm like looking up at this dude like, man, this dude's like 6'4". Oh, yeah. 6'2".
Hey, Eric, you were one of the guys last week that stood up after the Saints game, and we always talk about, you burn the film and move on, and you were one of the guys that said, nah, you learn from this. When you sat down and watched the film, what did you learn from the Saints game?
You learn how they try to attack our leverage and things like that and things that we do wrong. Obviously, things that we can do right, but it comes down to the little things. Little things become big things, and if you don't get them corrected early in the game, you can get pounded on them.
What were some of the things that you noticed that they did really well that caused you problems?
They did a really good job of obviously motion, changing up the looks. Starting with one formation and ending with another formation, but the formation was they kind of hit it through how they started it. But at the end of the day, it was up to us. We should have recognized that how they were trying to attack us and realize what they were kind of building. So going forward, it was definitely a good learning lesson.
It's the Eric Kendrick Show, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. At this point in your career, do you like being the veteran guy who can have some of the answers for the younger guys on weeks like this?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't have the answers. Sometimes those guys got to give me the answers. Sometimes I got to get inspiration from those young guys. I like to think that I have all the answers. I like to think I know all the, all the trades, all the tricks, every single look. And I do have a lot of advice and I do have a lot of knowledge to share. But at the same time, I get inspired by, just seeing these young guys play and their passion for the game. It gets me excited to keep playing.
Are you more comfortable meeting Derrick Henry in the hole or being open field opportunity with Lamar?
Honestly, probably in the hole. I feel like, space is, always the hardest thing in football. And, obviously corners have the most space on them at all times. So ultimate respect to corners for sure.
Man, did you see the Chargers got a 300-pound fullback?
Oh, yeah. That's my boy, Scott. Yeah, Scott Madlock. I was with him last year on the Chargers. Really good dude. Really, just an ultimate team guy. So it doesn't surprise me, him moving both sides of the ball.
That's crazy. He's playing a bunch of different positions, but the idea of a 300-pound fullback seems pretty insane. If you had, like, when you think over the course of your career, who is in terms of like toughest back to bring down? We think of Beast Mode. We think of Derrick Henry. Is there somebody that would surprise us?
I think someone who surprises you is, I always say Chris Carson, but at the same time, I think that I got to give his, the flowers to Aaron Jones. I feel like Aaron Jones is kind of like I want to say undersized because, you know, he got some weight to him, but at the same time, like, I feel like he's kind of deceptive with his strength, and he runs between the tackles. You know, I feel like he obviously, we know he can get to the edge. We know he's good in the pass game. We know this and that, but those dirty yards, he's not scared to get them, and I've had some battles with him for sure.
How many battles did you have with Prime Zeke?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh. You know, me and Zeke always played against each other, and, you know, whether he was in blocking the pass protection or I'm tackling him in a run. So many, for sure.
It's Patriots-Jets tonight, Thursday night football. Do you like watching the game when you're away from it?
Yes and no. You know, if it's a team that I have, you know, a bunch of friends on and stuff like that, definitely got to check in on them. But most of the time, I just like to do my own studies and get ready for my own games and, you know, put my time in that kind of film and then kind of separate from it. You know, I know that you can learn a lot from, you know, watching the TV copies of stuff, too.
Yeah, you just tell us, Eric, you're watching Top Chef working on those knife skills. You know, you're trying to figure out how to get on Chopped and then, you know, and cook with that the octopus that they're going to put in that bag for you, right?
Yeah, you can't wait too long to make the ice cream. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go. No, you know it.
Yes.
When you go to the ice cream maker, you're probably going to lose. That is a losing maneuver right there.
You can't figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
That's happened a few times.
Or they forget to turn it on.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, we forgot to turn it on. Oh my.
My meat's undercooked. Dang.
That's a killer.
Did you guys make anything delicious this week?
Oh yeah. Last night I didn't make anything, so I can't claim anything.
You're just being nice, man.
I'm just being nice. Last night we had a little coconut rice, some broccoli, and some skirt steak. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It was incredible. Right. I had a little leftover today. I put it in a to-go box. Just had it for lunch.
So are you typically a pretty healthy eater, or is there, okay, I'm here for a cheat day. What would a cheat day look like?
A cheat day for me, I think just pizza is just an all-timer. I mean, pizza is just hard to miss. A burrito or something.
Wow.
Okay, what are you putting on the pizza?
Pizza, pepperoni and black olives. And you gotta have ranch, period. You gotta have ranch.
Yep. There you go.
Pepperoni, black. Oh, how do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
You know, see, that's where you lost me. You
really?
Know, I can't do the warm fruit.
Okay.
On my pizza, I don't like that.
Yeah, what's up with you, California folks, doing that kind of stuff out there? Yeah, when they do that, you just kind of you're not from here, right?
Nope,
not at all.
You know what Californians do really well though is that tri-tip.
Oh yeah, that's a big Fresno thing for sure. We got this place called Doghouse Grill.
Wow,
get the tri-tip going. Bland knows about it. You know, he went to school there. So
yeah, he's a dog.
You get the big tri-tip sandwich with the barbecue sauce and the ranch dressing on the side. Big basket of fries. Shout out to Fresno.
Are you typically
Valley?
You bring your lunch to work every day, or is that, was that just a special leftover night?
No, I do it for the most part. You know, I try to keep my my diet pretty clean during the season. Stick to the foods that I know are going to keep me healthy, less inflammatory response. I obviously enjoy myself every once in a while, and I'm not psychotic with it, but definitely has changed as I've been in the league.
See, okay, now this, I promise this is my last food question for you for the day, but were you a guy that would trade your lunch when you were in school? Well, you would would you bring something really good to lunch and you'd always trade, or would you always try and upgrade your lunch when you were in school?
See, I was a free lunch guy. So I had the school free lunch, and then I always try to mooch off of my friends who had the extravagant packed lunches, and try to just, scavenge off of, maybe a little Skittles here or there, some dots, some Lunchables. But I feel like the Lunchable, when you got the Lunchable at school, it was like no one can mess with you. You got the big box Lunchable. Your day is going to be good. Everything's all right.
Eric, how long into your career before it clicked for you in terms of the professional, the way you eat and taking care of your body and all that kind of stuff? How many years in before you're like, oh, I gotta change some things here?
So I feel like I always took really good care of it early on. I feel like I developed good habits in college, thankfully. I feel like we had a really good program at UCLA that taught us the body maintenance aspect of it. So when I got to the league, I took that portion of it seriously. I feel like I was always someone who was underweight and always having to fight to keep my weight. So it was like, at first it was like anything I can eat, anything that, my stomach can handle, I was eating to keep my weight up. And then as I got to year six, I had to start eating cleaner, as far as I realized that, you can't just eat anything. And yeah, you need to eat a lot, but it's about the fuel you put in. And, I've been doing a lot better since.
Did you find something that, your stomach definitely did not handle well? Because our guy Brian Broaddus cannot do orange juice or soy sauce.
Yeah, I'm bad at orange juice.
Learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
You run into the toilet.
Golf course, Riviera Country Club, out there in about the seventh hole.
Couldn't make it,
and had the golf towel, luckily, there for that that time.
So. That makes sense. I feel like, for me, nothing really gets me crazy like that, but I do... One of the common foods that I do not eat, I don't never eat it, is peanut butter.
Oh,
can't do it.
Okay.
It's my least favorite of all time.
Wow. Okay. See, I've heard it could be a gut irritant for some folks.
It's just a very strong flavor. Any you put peanut butter in anything, it's overtaking whatever dish it's in.
That's fair. That's 100% fair.
Reese's,
you put it in a smoothie, or you put a banana in a smoothie, it becomes a banana smoothie now. So I totally get that. I am curious, how many years into the league before you realize, I might need some of that Toradol stuff?
That was day one, baby.
I mean, it's up to the person. It's up to the individual person or how you're feeling. But, I feel like, when it comes down to taking care of your body and things like that, I feel like, especially with anti-inflammatories, I had a really bad injury in college, and I found myself taking anti-inflammatories more on a daily basis to just get by in college. But here I am, 10 years in, and knock on wood, I'm not taking any for practice or anything like that. So that's a great step, and sometimes you have to use them, and players use them all the time, but at the same time, to limit that is probably the best.
Yeah, sorry, Eric's so nosy about stuff like that.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just was curious.
No, it's all good. I mean, that's what you gotta take care of your body, man. Period. It's it's obviously a brutal game. People are hitting each other and falling on the ground, so you gotta take care of yourself.
But that's awesome at this stage in your career. I don't know if there's that many players that have been in that long that can say that, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Right, take pride in it.
So congrats on that, and here's to you guys putting a hurting on the Ravens on Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us, sir, and have a great weekend.
Let's go.
Cheers. Eric Kendrick Show brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper here on your home of the Cowboys.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
Wrong way. Sorry about that.
He's going to get annoyed by all the references to the stage in your career. But, he's been in there at a high level for a long time. Guys can do it.
Yeah.
Some guys are just hanging in there well into their 30s, and it looks like Eric's well is on his way to doing that.
You think that was an indelicate question there about the old Toradol?
No, he was going to answer it. You knew he was.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything great. We can ask him that he won't answer.
No.
He's wonderful.
He's very open.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper, and that's our first break. That is a massive expressway for the ages, maybe an all-timer. That's soccer format. We went 45 minutes plus.
Hey, shout out to
No injury time, huh?
No. Let's go. We took a page out of the PJ Carlissimo book.
Let's keep it going, boys. Stamina. What do you say?
The expressway in addition to the finest?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it, man. We have some rabid football fans that need to be checked, and I kind of like what this guy is doing here from a media standpoint.
What the hell did I do?
Check this guy out next year in the Nation.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.